Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Joining us on the line right now is John Bellinger, who is one of the 50 people who are Republicans who have signed a letter that's saying that they don't think Donald Trump should be the president because he would put the nation's security at risk. And we wanted to hear why he feels that way, why he felt compelled to sign the letter, and whether he thinks this is helpful. Good morning to you, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Nice to be with you.
All right. So 50 people signed this letter, and it has, an impact on the campaign. Why did you decide to sign the letter, and why did you feel it was important to do so?
Well, I was actually the drafter of the letter. I and a number of my colleagues have had growing concerns for many months about Donald Trump's qualifications to be president. And this letter is a group of 50 people, very senior officials, who have worked directly with a series of Republican presidents over the last 20 or 30 years. We have more than 30 former White House officials, several former cabinet secretaries, two former secretaries of Department of Homeland Security, former CI director, former NSA director, deputy secretaries of state defense, deputies attorneys general. These are people who know the qualities that are required to be president. And what this letter says, it does not take on Mr. Trump on his substantive stands. We do not raise particular issues. We just say he does not have the character, values, and experience or temperament to be president. These are senior and former national security officials who have worked with presidents on national security issues.
Yeah, Donald Trump would say that these folks are, and you and other folks are, well, you're the establishment. You don't want to see things done differently. You're not open to new ideas. How do you respond to that?
We were not taking him on ideas. We do have very serious differences with him on things like trade and NATO and other things, but we are talking here about the temperament of the president. Here is a man who seems to be unable to separate truth from falsehood, won't accept conflicting views. He won't accept personal criticism. He has erratic behavior, and this is a person who belittles the parents of a fallen soldier. He compliments the Vladimir Putin. This is a person who is so erratic that whether you agree or disagree with his views, we are deeply concerned about his ability to be president of the United States. We say that he would be the most reckless president in American history.
Reckless, yeah, reckless was the word that really jumped out at me, too. And he's going to be reckless because of his temperament, you say. Well, here's what's interesting to me. Hillary Clinton's temperament brought her to the position where she would pull out of Iraq, allowing ISIS to build a caliphate there. It brought her to the horrible Libya policy that gave us the cesspool that we have there right now. And her actions and inactions on the night of September 12th gave us Benghazi. Her temperament gave us her classified national security secrets sitting on an unsecured email server. And her temperament supports the Iran nuclear deal, which I'm sure you would agree is a complete disaster and will allow Iran to get the nuclear weapon. So I'm wondering why I'm not quarreling.
Can I add one more to that? Her temperament has her lie to the American people time and time again.
Yeah, that's a temperament issue and character issue, too. I'm not quarreling with your letter. You're obviously an expert on these things, and I understand why you wrote the letter. I guess what I'm wondering is, why didn't you write the same letter about Hillary Clinton?
We say in the letter that we know that many Americans have doubts about Hillary Clinton, as do many of us. And the people on the letter, many of them will not vote for Hillary Clinton and will not vote at all. Some will vote for Hillary Clinton. Those who will not vote for Hillary Clinton have got the concerns that you listed.
But if I may, Mr. Bellinger, I did not express doubts about Hillary Clinton. I expressed actual facts and knowledge that we have about what a reckless president she will be, considering the reckless things she has already done. I don't have doubts about her. I do have doubts about Donald Trump. But see, I don't know for sure. You have written a letter saying, bam, we know for sure he can't be president, which, of course, invites the option that Hillary Clinton, you didn't say anything about her character. You didn't say anything about her temperament. So will she be a reckless president? You clearly think that he will be more reckless.
I do not think that Hillary Clinton would, and I don't, here I do not want to speak for all 50 people because all 50 of us have different views. I personally do not think that Hillary Clinton would be the reckless kind of president that Donald Trump would be.
Really?
Here, we have not seen her cozying up to Vladimir Putin. We have not seen her belittling the parents.
Wait, what about the reset button with Russia? That wasn't cozying up to Vladimir Putin?
She said that she wanted to have a better relationship with Russia, and I would say that many Republicans thought that the reset was a silly thing to do, but we have not seen her actually praising Vladimir Putin, particularly at a time now after Putin has annexed the Crimea and has supported Assad in Syria.
Well, Mr. Bellinger, can I just say that, you know, what this smacks of is a guy who has been in the arena, and it's not going the way that you want it to go. And so, you know, you say, well, you know, we disagree with this guy. We don't think we're going to take our little establishment football, and we're just going to go home.
No, I think this is really not a matter of establishment Republicans. These are people who have served in national security positions at a very senior level for decades and have worked closely with a series of presidents and have seen the personal qualities that are required in a president. Donald Trump simply cannot or will not separate fact from fiction. He lacks self-control, and he cannot tolerate personal criticism.
If I may ask you one last question, it seems like when Donald Trump became the nominee, it seems like you had a choice. You could either write this letter, or you could reach out to his campaign and say, hey, I'm an expert. I've been there. What can I do to help? Let me help brief him. Obviously, he needs to get brought up to speed. Did you make those overtures? Did you reach out to the campaign, Mr. Bellinger?
We mentioned this in the letter, that this has been one of the biggest concerns of all. We've had many presidents who, despite government experience, did not have a background in foreign affairs, and then they tutored themselves, and they got the best people, and they read up, and they spent a year getting briefings and listening and hearing the pros and cons and putting together a terrific group of advisors. Mr. Trump has shown no interest in educating himself, and he really does not have a group of national security advisors, and has shown alarming ignorance about the basic facts
of international
relations.
If I could get back to my question, did you personally, Mr. Bellinger, reach out to the Trump campaign and offer yourself?
I have personally not reached out to the Trump campaign. Early on, after he made statements on legal issues, such as claiming that he would torture people or would kill the civilian family members of ISIS members, which are clear violations of international law, I felt this was not the kind of individual who was interested in listening to legal advice.
Interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John Bellinger. Thank you for joining us this morning here on Mornings of the Mall.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.